All right, well, Oregon has just approved a new bill that will allow students to take mental health days just as they would sick days. You know, and I look at this and I read this article here that says, you know, depression and anxiety, the state of the country, climate change, mass shootings. Today's students are grappling with a variety of issues beyond the classroom, and so have we always. When I grew up, there was the idea of nuclear war, war with Russia, famine, overpopulation, and good Lord, Jimmy Carter was president. Talking about things to worry about. Join me now is Todd Tolgetsky. He is the assistant superintendent for instructional services at the West Ottawa Public Schools in Holland, Michigan, if I got that right. Todd, welcome to the program.
Yeah, you did get it right, and thank you.
Good to have you here. All right, so you guys are looking at implementing something here in the 2019-2020 academic school year. Tell me about this.
Yeah, so we've been fortunate to be able to really go out this past spring and hire a number of new professional staff positions. In fact, 9.5 new, so 9 full-time, 1 half-time professional positions to support mental wellness across our district. So we're a large district, almost 6,800 students, 12 different school buildings. And we, as many schools across our state, across our nation, are dealing with more really mental wellness issues with our students and with our teens in particular, as you mentioned. We're seeing it, you know, in the news and in tragedies, really, you know, throughout the country. But we've taken a pretty significant approach to this in training our teachers over the last really 2 years and recognizing signs. I mean, teachers do not have that background, but they're the ones really on the front lines with those kids. But we've really done a lot in training our teachers and recognizing signs of trauma, signs of those adverse childhood experiences. That
so let me ask you this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me ask you, how old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah.
I'm 42.
All right, so, well, you know, so you're a kid. That's fine.
Yeah.
Which is fine. But here's my question. I mean, what has changed, really? I mean, when you grew up, what has changed? Because we've had pressure. Kids always have pressure.
Absolutely.
You know, fitting in, you know, bullies, you're too big, you're too small, you're awkward, you're fat, you're whatever it is, right? And you've got all of these things to concern yourself with, whether, you know, when I grew up, we were worried that there would be a full-on nuclear exchange between, you know, the Soviet Union and the United States, or famine, or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. But the difference to me is this. We've got a bunch of kids walking around with an electronic friend in their pocket and loneliness and emptiness as a result of these electronics. Am I wrong about that?
No, you're not wrong. I think that's a huge part of it. You know, the reality is that they have a computer in their pocket that was far more powerful than any computer, you know, when you were growing up, and the access to content, the access to, you know, stuff that creates pressures, creates anxiety, is very different than it was even when I grew up in the 90s, you know, the 80s and the 90s. And there just is a very different aspect to that. You know, the amount of media that's coming at them on a daily basis is
bombardment.
Different.
Yeah, they're getting carpet bombed with all this stuff all the time. And I wonder, virtual friends, virtual relationships, but really no real human interaction oftentimes. People are separated from human interaction too often. And I applaud you for having the idea to get and having the ability to get mental health professionals in there. We always had counselors when I went to school, but I think maybe they're more in demand now, and maybe it is more helpful. But I wonder what some of the things you're going to approach are. And to me, that's top of the list. It's short-circuiting our kids with electronic devices.
Yeah. And the reality is that those aren't going away. I mean, and so we have to take an approach to support and train and educate students on how to use them, how to be able to be mentally well and live in the world that they live in. And that's kind of where we're approaching this, getting them the help they need. You mentioned Oregon from the top of the segment, and, you know, we look at that as a do we want students, when they're feeling these pressures and anxieties, do we want them at home, or do we want them where they have access to a professional? I think that's a big question. Not that being at home is a bad thing, but and the reality is, in many homes, the structure isn't there.
That's right.
To get them the help they need. And so our take is, we want them in school We don't want them, you know, absent. While that may be needed for some kids, for many, the best place for them is in school.
Yeah, that's where all your friends are anyway.
We're bringing those professionals in so that we can support the kids.
Yeah, I think you nailed something right there as well. Todd Tolgetsky is here, Assistant Superintendent for Instructional Services there at the West Ottawa Schools. We need more dads and less devices. The problem is, I think, you know, when you look at these tragedies that you mentioned, these school shootings and so forth, almost every single one, they come from homes with no father figure, no father at all. And so I think you've identified a problem there as well.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we can't change that. As a school district, you know, our job is to support the kids and meet them where they're at. And so, you know, whatever the societal issues that are taking place, we unfortunately have to, you know, be prepared to educate the kids, and we need them ready to learn every day.
You get to clean up the mess, basically, don't you? Yeah, I mean, you're there every day cleaning up the mess. So just be honest. I get it. My mother was a teacher. I get it.
Yeah, there's a lot of great things happening, and unfortunately, there's a lot of, you know, tragedies at home and things that happen in the homes that are really impacting the ability for kids to learn and their ability to get to school every day and be ready to learn. But when they are ready to learn, we know we can take them great places.
Well, Todd, I say this. I applaud you guys for taking a stab at this to try to make it better. And what I'd like is, you know, once you get this rolling, 2-3 months into the school year, I'd like you to check back with us and give us an update on how things seem to be, you know, playing out. I'd like to know. If it's working, other school districts should take note. And I appreciate you being here.
Yeah, well, thank you for taking an interest and giving us a call.
There you have it. Todd Tolgetsky from the West Ottawa Schools, Holland, Michigan, trying to make mental health a much bigger priority. This part of the program brought to you by MichiganConstruction.com. Are you looking for a new job? MichiganConstruction.com looking for you. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on the Michigan Construction banner. Do it now.